Hello?
Hi, my name is CJ, calling from Archtop. I'm looking for Bevan.
Oh, sorry. You got my comments. Got it.
Yes, we did.
I feel so bad, but like, yo, it's so fucking bad.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, hopefully we can figure out what's causing the issue and maybe we can help from there at that
Yeah.
point.
I'm gonna keep it 100%. If you guys could figure something out, I don't know how many strings you might have to pull to, like, I don't know, switch the connection. I don't understand it. Just anything. I'm willing to work with it, but if I can't, I gotta switch back because I literally can't even watch TV, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm a little curious about. But first, before we do go any further, can you verify your phone number and your service address for me, please?
Phone number is 845-380-1901.
Thank you.
Service address is the spot right next to the hospital. That's 57 Mary's Ave. That's in Kingston, New York, 12401.
Perfect. Thank you so much for verifying yourself. Okay, so I did take a
Don't know
look.
how much you can see, but I got a ton of devices because of
Well,
my
I'm only
security
seeing
system.
six devices online.
Yeah, so you might see like some weird security system devices. Like there's, I believe, like three cameras,
Yeah, it's the alarm.com. Yeah.
and then I've got my TV, which we stream from in the living room, and then probably like our two phones. That's really
Okay.
not a lot, especially for 1,000 gigs,
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
what I was a little curious about, was because, I ran a speed test on our back end and it came back
And it
normal.
looks fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my house is 1,400 square feet. I know the routers, as far as themselves, generally it's always obviously good to Ethernet connect, but my house is so small. My TV is probably, I would say, like literally 30 feet from the router.
Yeah, I'm literally like, when it comes to when I'm home, like my desk where I game from is maybe 10 feet from the router.
It's still a drop off, obviously, because you know, if there's any other signals in the area that intermittent with, et cetera, but
Yeah.
it shouldn't be this bad. It's literally like buffer, 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 buffer every day.
Yeah, that's
And on our
horrible at that
phones,
point.
we play a little mobile game on our phones. It's like not even, I'm not even on my PC gaming and I have this issue, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about, is because, we might actually have to send a tech out to your location to maybe see what might be going on, because everything on the back end here looks
Looks good.
perfect, actually.
Yeah,
Surprising,
that's.
because we don't get perfect on our back end usually. So that's what I'm saying. Like, usually it'll give us like, for example, the Wi-Fi coverage might be spotty, or like the quality
Yeah.
would be different because, you have cell phones. Every time you leave the house, it disconnects, so that kind of registers in our back end. But I mean, from what I'm seeing, I just did a
It
speed
just doesn't
test
add up.
on our end. The other thing that I can do is I can reboot the modem on our end if you'd like.
Yeah, like you can give that a go because generally when I used to have Spectrum, I know like I'm a systems guy myself, so I'm aware of this stuff. The rebooting clears the errors, etc., and stuff like that. But like
Absolutely.
I've done obviously the soft reboot on my side that I can do. But I don't know if there's stuff between you guys because fiber's obviously a little bit different. I don't know
Yeah, and
where,
you're
you know,
currently
the
on a cell
air
phone, is
codes
that
need to get
correct?
cleared. Yeah.
Okay.
Currently talking to
I
you,
just
so.
wanted to make sure that you were on a cell phone so that when I go ahead and reboot this, we're not going to get disconnected.
Oh, no,
Because
go
I've
for it.
had that happen.
We were trying to watch Survivor, and we actually switched from Paramount to Disney because I was like, is it Paramount? Like, what the hell is going
Oh,
on?
yeah,
But no,
no, of course.
same shit. It's just the internet.
I'm so sorry that this is causing you such trouble. So I went ahead and I
Wow.
started the reboot process. It should take a few minutes.
Sure. I
So
am the most
let me know when it comes
transparent
back
and
on.
blunt customer. I will tell you, I'm not
Oh,
trying to
no,
look
that's
through it. It's
okay.
like,
I'm very blunt
you
myself,
fix
too.
that. You fix this shit. I'm gonna not be an asshole.
No, I completely understand that. But I mean, worst case scenario, what we'll do is we'll send out a tech as soon as possible and get
And
them
I.
out there to take a look and figure out what's going on. Because maybe it is something where It could be an outside issue. It could be something with the modem. It could be something with the router itself. So worst case scenario, maybe it's,
Well, that's the
but.
weird part is I think it, I don't know, because you get your my router and my modem, they're both obviously brand new. Last time I think I called, it may have been you. I know those are your only ones you guys offer, and I asked
Correct.
about like were there other things, can I buy my own, and then I was told, you know, it wouldn't be compatible with the app, of course,
Correct.
which kind of I think also gives you guys an issue from your service end looking at our systems. You don't have that connectivity and those, you know, status of things.
So actually what it is that we get the most state-of-the-art and a lot of, like, for example, mesh routers and other modems sometimes are not as high
As
quality,
state of the
so
art,
therefore they won't. So I'm seeing here that the modem, the router should be fully rebooted at this point. It is showing as online. Do you have, maybe, I know you have a laptop. Did you want to check the speeds by going to like a speed test?
I 100% honestly believe what you tell me if you were going to run a speed test from your end. It's probably going to do the same thing because every time I've done it, it's been, you know, generally around that 400 to 600 range, which is, you know, the general minimum of what it should be probably meeting anyway. But I could do, let's see. Now my keyboard's not charged right now.
No worries, take your time. I'm here. Yes.
Is your laptop like quick enough to turn on and do a speed test real quick? Okay, cool. I'll do it from the living room. I didn't think you guys were going to see it today because I thought it was after business hours.
Oh yeah, no. We're actually we have a 24-hour team.
Oh, damn, that sucks. I'm
I
not
mean,
going
what happens
to
when your internet gets down? How will we find out about an outage, right?
True, true. I guess you guys are the focal point.
Yes.
I forgot which one's the best speed test. They're all the same, honestly. Both ends
Yeah, I
of
mean, I know
them.
speedtest.net is usually the one that I do have a
Let's do
tendency of using.
speedtest.net. Yes. Sia, she just reset it from her end. Usually, so what I have noticed is our internet, whenever I've had to soft reset it, it takes a significant amount of time for it to pop back up in the you know, lookup. So it's not even showing up right now.
It's not loading yet. Sometimes it takes a little bit for it to fully come back online.
Yeah. But I do have the router in a good spot. It's sitting on my computer desk. The wires have literally not been moved from installation.
So right now it's optimizing at the moment, so it might take a couple minutes here.
Yeah, sure. I'll go make dinner and come back. It'll be done by then. I really don't want to go back to Spectrum or
I
back to
don't
Zero.
blame you at all. I've heard some horror stories.
Yeah, I actually just opened up because they're spamming everybody and calling me almost every single week asking why we switched and why I went to ArcTop Fiber. They knocked on our front
They're
door.
that persistent? My gosh.
Yep. It's actually like harassment at
You might want to, let them know that they're not
this
welcome if they're unwelcome,
You got it's connected now? Cool. Okay,
Yeah, it's still optimizing at the moment.
well, she was able to connect to it, so at least that's all right for now. Is there a way to optimize based off of the way we use the internet? You know, like similar to like our laptop devices, how you can prioritize certain ones with a certain amount of
So actually in the HomePass
usage.
app, you should have that capability to set that yourself.
Okay. Got it. Well, to be honest, I don't even. It's weird because like 1,000 megabytes is a significant amount, and I feel like if we're both on our phones and we watch try to watch TV, it's still all of
Yeah,
them are
and
lagging.
that's what's striking me as odd is because I mean I've had clients who have more than 40
Yeah,
devices
hundreds.
connected and I'm
Hundreds.
like,
Like, I know how people are. They're crazy.
yeah, absolutely. And I mean even I myself I have let's see, one, two, three, four,
Probably have your gaming laptop, your phone,
six,
your TV.
seven, eight, nine. I can count, wait, 10, 11. 12. I have minimum 12 in my house that gets connected.
So she said 430. 0.19
4:30.
was the poll. Yep, and that was download. The upload is going now. And that is, the upload is 497.
And
So,
the
we'll
download
respect
was
our
which
own, but
again?
not. The download was, what's the download? 430. 430.19.
Okay.
And the upload is 497.37. Ping was 6 ms.
Ooh,
I
six
will say when
milliseconds,
I,
really?
yeah, I've been like when I initially got over and switched and started playing my stuff, like everything was phenomenal. No interruptions, no throttling on the streaming. And then I would probably say the past month and a half, maybe a little longer, it's been this. And I thought maybe it's just because there's more customers on the network. Maybe that had a factor to play in there, you know?
Yes. Okay, so I'm gonna go
But I don't
ahead
even
and.
know who else is on it in this area, so like.
I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty interesting. It did finish optimizing. Let me try one more speed test here.
You run it again, just in case. Sorry, I'm talking to my girlfriend.
Yeah, of course. Because at this point, what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to send a tech out and verify, you know, what time is good for you.
Yeah, sure. It's not like I don't have internet. It's like literally extremely slow, almost like it's 30 megabytes per second, and
Yeah,
I'm
and
not paying for
that's not okay. It's not okay by any of our
that.
standards.
I know. Your phone's not connected? Connected? Oh, okay. Well, it's always going to fluctuate. It's never going to stay steady. It's always a range. Now, do you have Steam on your computer? Like
I
the.
do.
So maybe you notice this, like with Spectrum, it's almost like the, I don't know if there's, I think there was firewalls maybe through Spectrum services or something, but it was always getting throttled with the downloads. And when I had switched to you guys, I didn't have that issue. So I thought this was going to be amazing, to
Yeah.
be honest.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean with Steam, I haven't really been on there much lately. Ever since they changed
Yeah, there's a whole bunch
Arc.
of garbage now.
Ever since they changed Arc and you know, they're making us pay for the same game over.
Oh, yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
I'm an
Yeah.
Arcer. I have at least
Same.
5,000 hours on Arc.
Are you gonna dabble with PAX Day or no?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
it's weird.
I'm
It's
thinking
been
about
kind
it,
of
but I don't know. I'm
not
really
for
hoping that they
$40.
finish Arc 2.
It's
It's
supposed to
been
be in
so up
theory.
in the air lately. It's like I've stopped following the news just because it's like, you know what? I don't need my heart being shattered and then put back together and then shattered again.
Yeah.
So, at least for the game
Same.
world.
I love usually I always run like my own dedicated on there, and I try to get people that at least know how to have, you know, that attention to detail as a builder.
Yes.
We can make just like a really, really nice area.
Though I do have to admit, I was quite happy when they made Crystal Isles a main part of it. Though they took away a couple things from Crystal Isles that I was a little upset about.
Yeah, well, they got to try and change something, otherwise it's the same game, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. So Crystal Isles was originally a modded map. It was created by a single mom of three.
Yeah, and then
And it
they
took her like
supported them.
3 or 4 months. No, like she completely designed it on her own. Like people were going on it so often on Steam that they were like, okay, you know what? This map is really cool. It's like 10 times the size of the island. Like we're definitely.
I thought that was around the same time they started doing the supported mod stuff, though. That's what I was talking about specifically. Because there was like those generation of mods that were like the initials, and that was when that was like they started getting that mod backing. But anyway,
Yes.
I'm addicted to Ark 2 because I just like taming shit.
I know, and it's so much fun.
What's the new one?
Downloaded 5.7,
Oh,
uploaded
yeah, it's
6.6.
not significant. It's same range.
Okay, so quick question. What is your availability for tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Correct.
Shit. So that's a no-go. We're gonna be in New Jersey at a baby shower.
Okay. So the next availability would be Monday.
Boop. 1 second. Monday, I can do Monday as long as it's before 2.
As long as it's before 2? Okay, let me
Or
check the calendar
after
here.
4. Or after 4 because Michelle will be here. Either of us, I'm comfortable with handling it.
So usually our
She'll be here.
appointments are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
Oh, okay. Got it. So anything before 2.
So I have, let's see.
I'm not going out clubbing on a Sunday, so I can wake up at 8 on Monday if needed.
So I do have a 1 p.m. available, and I also have an 8 a.m. available.
So I'm gonna play it safe and go with that 8 a.m. because 1 p.m. is too close to my time I gotta leave for work.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and schedule this for you. And so that's going to be at 8 a.m. 24th.
What's going to be really sad is that I know it's going to be hard for them to even find anything because you would have been able to read the errors from there.
Yeah, let's see. Web connection issues. So I'm going to put in here that we tried rebooting router, both hard and soft. Tested speeds. And the Wi-Fi at your place is at approximately 431 for download.
I would say it's between 4:30 and 5:20 right now. We just ran another, it was 5:20.
Okay, so that ranges from 430 to 520. What's the range on the
On the upload,
Yes, please.
that one was 497 to what did it say on the upload? 600? Yeah, 600.
Okay. Whilst on the back end, we were getting normal speeds.
Tell whoever it is to bring their PlayStation so they can see what it's talking about.
What PlayStation do
Oh, we got everything. So I got PlayStation 5, Xbox, PC, everything, Nintendo Switch. We don't play nothing because there's nothing coming out really, but.
Well, that's true. I mean, there's nothing really interesting other than the new Black Ops 6 that's coming out.
Yeah, I thought about buying that just for the couch co-op, honestly, at this point. It's just like such a dead period in gaming.
Yeah, you know, I feel like not a lot of, I mean, I would be happy if they came out with another Fallout, I have to admit.
Yeah,
I absolutely love
it's
Fallout 3. I didn't like New Vegas. I did not like that one. But I did like the one in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That one was really great. Fallout 4,
mm-hmm.
I think it was. So that one was nice. But I still find myself going back to Fallout 3 pretty often.
Is it the mods and stuff?
No, actually, it's not even the mods. I play it on Xbox, so I don't think we have any mods on Xbox version.
Surprised.
So, but yeah, I mean, I find myself going back to COD a lot. I find myself, you know, I didn't really like Battlefield much.
Hated
quite
that. I wanted to like it because they have a lot of features that would be great. Like
yeah, I had friends
had
that loved it.
Awesome, but no.
I had friends that loved it, and I'm like, I can't play this. I can't see anything.
Yeah. Plus, it's just like the hacking in that is significantly worse than COD, to be honest. That's actually why I stopped playing Call of Duty. I used to be a pretty avid COD player, too.
Yeah, and then, of course, I had the, actually, I had the special limited edition Xbox One that first came out when, oh gosh, what's it called? It's a COD. It's Advanced Warfare came out. I had the Advanced Warfare. It was like the first ever terabyte Xbox One. Unfortunately, something happened to it. I don't know what happened, but it no longer works. But I still have it in my garage.
You can probably get it fixed pretty cheap.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I got to go over to Kerwin's at some point.
Yeah.
I got to bring it over to Kerwin's at some point and see if they'll work on it. If you're familiar with their store.
Wait, what are you calling it? What?
Kerwin's? It's Kerwin's Game Store. They put one in the Poughkeepsie Galleria, and then they also put they have their main store up in Catskill.
See, I've never even heard of it, actually.
Actually, it's pretty great. They do a lot of trading cards. They host some competitions sometimes, and they even do the Warhammer, you know, tabletops minis.
Yeah, yeah.
So they do a lot of that.
I like very much so am that much of a nerd. I'm an anime person, so.
As I noticed, my favorite is Death Note, 100%.
Oh, well. I'm stuck on Kaiju number 8. I'm not going to lie. It's so good right now.
Really?
You
know what I can't find anywhere, though?
Got to start
it. Samurai Deeper Kyo. That's one of my absolute favorites.
I don't know where you're going to find that.
Unfortunately, online where there's a whole bunch of viruses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no safe way of watching that. But it is a fantastic anime if you haven't watched it.
I'll be honest, there is no safe internet, period.
Agreed, 100%. But I also don't find myself on the dark web.
Yes, 100%.
So I minimize that risk.
Yeah. Or they sell your information. I have had my information sold.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not fun.
That is not fun
at all.
It was fun for me because I'm military and that's a little bit of my background, but I... they added me to a Discord group of the people that hacked and collected my information and were trying to sell it, but they didn't realize that I got back into my Discord. So I monitored and took screenshots of everything.
Of course.
And I reported them. Yeah, I reported to the FBI's cyber team and they fucking canceled all their shit.
Oh, that's amazing. See, justice. It works.
Yeah.
In some cases.
Yeah, well, you got to be smart enough to, not blow your shit because people will get hacked
and
get emotional about it. But you got to
No, you got to keep your cool and play it smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I play it anyway.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah,
so I put in the ticket stating that we tried rebooting the router, both hard and soft reboots. We tested the speeds. Wi-Fi speed test at your home ranges from, 430 to 520 megabytes per second download, 497 to 600 megabytes per second upload. And in the backend system that we use, we were seeing normal speeds. I did include the joke. Hopefully it makes the tech, laugh about the PlayStation.
Bring your PlayStation so you can see what's wrong.
Right. That's exactly what I said. I said, client says, bring your PlayStation to see what's going on with connection. I put in jokingly. But seriously, though, backend shows a fantastic score. Absolutely. I mean, you got to have fun even when life throws you, lemons instead of keeping it sour. You got to make it sweet.
100%. That's good feedback, too, because it's accurate. To a gamer, we understand what that means.
Oh, absolutely. Even though we might rage quit once in a while, I mean, us gamers, we understand it's also still a game, but we like to play it competitively.
Oh, hell to the air. That's funny hearing that from an ARC player, too, to be honest.
Exactly. Exactly. Though I have to admit, the inciting got really old after a while.
Oh, my God.
My tribe was alpha on the original servers, and it was scorched earth, and that was impossible to play on. But we held alpha for the longest time, and we would actually collect the best eggs possible. We had people literally on staff 24/7 making sure these dragons had the wyverns had 100%, it was insane. I had maybe 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night at that time.
That's why I got off of those official servers and went and started hosting dedicated.
It saves and it doesn't once the server goes down, that's it saves and you come back to it and no time has elapsed. That's why I went back to PvE and also dedicated. I was part of a small dedicated group that had Crystal Isles, and I loved it.
Yeah.
The builds that we made were insane, though.
But you got to have a good server host that, adds that variety of fun once the PvP is gone. Having timed or, set dates for when it's enabled, et cetera. It's just, there, but not necessarily there.
Absolutely. All right, so I'm checking the perfect. So I've got you on the calendar for 8 a.m. on Monday the 24th.
Lovely. Cool. Appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Anytime. I'm glad that, I'm not glad that we couldn't figure out the issue tonight, but I am glad that we do have you scheduled to have a tech come out and maybe figure out the root problem. So.
Yeah.
At least they'll be able to figure it out. Maybe it could be just the router. Maybe it's something defective within the Wi-Fi signal. Because the signal that we're sending to the router seems to be perfectly fine, but it seems like where it's being dispersed might not be. So,
hopefully, the signal strength itself is wavered. I don't know.
I mean, it could be that. I mean, I also know that the different devices can only take certain amounts of speeds depending on the device that you have. Like a laptop is going to vary versus a tablet, but I mean, there should be no reason why it's not reading high enough speeds.
I actually had issues connecting my cameras because the distance wasn't wide enough. Actually, you said it was an extra, $10 or something like that for those?
So it's $7.99. So it's $7.99 a month.
Do you think that those techs would have that on hand or no?
I can absolutely include in the notes to bring some.
Yeah, just in case. In case I decide to just say fuck it.
How many did you want? One or two?
Good question.
I mean, I could have him bring two just in case.
Two, yeah. It's for me, it's a signal density thing. It's not even the speed at this point. I need it to just be there.
Yes, absolutely. So I put down that you want the tech to bring two Wi-Fi extenders in the event that the signal density is poor. And then I was also going to include one more thing. Oh, ADHD. Curse ADHD. I could walk into a room and completely forget what I was going into the room for.
Could? I do it every day.
Well, I mean, that's why we're always so good at video games, because we hyper-focus on those.
Yeah. Well, because you got a critical... I mean, we're doing it right now, rabbit-holing.
Oh, I mean, talking is fun. At least it's not dead air where, you know, I'm being silent for, like, 5 minutes while I'm working on your ticket.
Anytime I talk to anybody in customer service, I try to make it so it's not, like, a monotonous task like every other conversation, so...
So I'm putting in also to bring an extra router just in the event that maybe the router portion is defective and there's some kind of hardware issue.
Cool.
That's what I was trying to remember. Or it's having hardware issues. Perfect. Apply. Done. Okay, so I have that also in there just so that they are aware to bring at least two Wi-Fi extenders and also the router in the event that the router is defective.
Lovely.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
No, I'm good. Well, let's pray for Arc 2.
Yes, let's pray for Arc 2 indeed.
I wanted an actual story, so I was excited for Arc 2, and then they were showing the graphics and stuff, and I was like, oh, that's going to be even better. Because I'll just sit there, color my dinosaurs, and look at them and everything that I made. Cause I'm
well, I mean, it's not even just that, but, like, I really wanted the story portion, too. But also, yeah. I mean, if you get
like
Vin Diesel,
more in-depth, you know?
If you can actually get Vin Diesel as a voice actor... I mean, it's got to be impressive enough, you know, because most actors or voiceover actors don't typically accept that many jobs if they don't, you know, if they're not that interesting or can't get into it.
He doesn't give a shit about nothing.
No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it fascinated me that there were so many famous people that were in on the project. So. I mean, hoping because there's been rumors that it's being stopped, and then there was rumors that, oh, no, it's not stopped. We're good. But, like...
Yeah, that's why they half-assed released it. It was so out of nowhere, too. I was like, is this fucking Arc 2? I don't know.
No. So they I mean, they kind of failed on the other one that they had. What was it called? It's the pirate one.
Oh.
Atlas.
Oh, yeah, I played that. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's
they it tanked.
Like, storyline now. Like, I came back to that thing, and it's all role players, like hardcore role players now.
Ugh. I didn't like the mechanics. Like, I get that it was kind of similar to Ark, but it wasn't, the mechanics were very, very different and much, much more difficult. I'm like, you know, when you start off as a new player, you kind of can't have, like, you know, level 20 or 30 dinos. Well, in a sense, it's not dinos, they're animals at this point.
Yeah,
but...
animals, but they're fucking mutated.
Yeah, exactly. It was crazy. It was just craziness.
I did like that they added water effects on Atlas like that. Like, there was there's tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff. Like, I thought that was awesome, but, like, for some reason...
I thought that was pretty cool, too, but...
But I was getting demolished by the cyclones. Like, demolished.
Yeah.
My boat got tore up right away.
It was way too powerful. Like, they needed to nerf it hardcore.
Yeah, bad. All right, I'll let you go. I hope you enjoy the rest of your shift.
Absolutely. And I do appreciate it.
I'm thinking I might download this on my PlayStation. I'm like, fuck, should I buy it?
Well, no. So, see, they took down all of the servers for the original Ark. Now they have Survival Ascended. Yeah, so
I didn't know they did that.
Yes. So when they re-released Survival Ascended, they took down all of the official servers for the original.
And it's all Netrato aftermarket.
So Survival Evolved, unfortunately, Yeah, that's done for. So you can't even go on an official server. So that's kind of what's forcing you to rebuy the new Survival of Ascended, even though it's the same exact game, just upgraded Unreal 5.
I have Ascended on my PC, but I'm tired of my PC's in my other room next to the router.
Yeah.
I want to play on a TV with my partner, and I'm like, I know I can play split screen, but I don't know if it's split screen on Ascended, and then also if they ever fix that tethering bullshit.
Oh, I hate the tethering. The only way to fix the tethering is if you have your own dedicated server.
Yeah, and you got to be on and hosting the whole time. Yeah.
So to actually explain that a little bit more, if you have like a separate Xbox, like say you're playing on Xbox or PlayStation, if you have a second PlayStation or Xbox, you can use that as the dedicated server and you can join on the other Xbox for that. And that will take care of the tethering issue. But if you don't want to utilize, you know, one of your gaming consoles as a standalone server host, that you're going to run into a tethering issue unless you purchase a server from Nitrado.
Yeah. I mean, the servers aren't bad. I've thought about it.
I mean, they're not terrible, but now it's exclusively Nitrado. You can't put a server on any other. No. Yeah, they took that away because Nitrado had to help them. Essentially, they bailed them out.
Their latency issues and all their other fucking issues they had.
Yes, but now all servers have to go through Nitrado because Nitrado bailed Wildcard out.
Wildcard,
and Snail Games, yeah. So now they have an exclusive contract with them.
I could literally have a whole conversation with you about this shit.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not gonna lie, like I went through so many of those hosting services and stuff like that, and I had so many problems with all of them. They all are fucked up, and Nitrado, they're just annoying as shit.
But they're also pretty expensive, I noticed. So.
Yeah, they're way more expensive, significantly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like, I had to have like a 70-player server, and that shit was so expensive. Once you try to have all those people, and then they're building and adding more content onto your server, then you need more room and gigs.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, our dedicated server for Steam was, I don't know, $10-$15 a month. It was cheap compared to what Nitrado offers, so.
Yeah, unfortunately. Host a big server, because that shit will get it to 100 cents.
Oh, yeah. I know. I mean, we only had like 6 people in our server. It wasn't even like it was big, you know.
No, but that's perfect. That's that, like, I can log on. I don't feel rushed. I'm just
you have your own family, essentially. It's a nice little small community that we had, and, you know, we all got along. We helped each other out. It was PvE mainly. So, I mean, it was, we would help each other by breeding.
Figure out how to beat this boss.
absolutely. I mean, that's really, I mean, you can't go into a boss level without at least 100 T-Rexes. We had like 200 of them at one point. And they were all,
can't ever turn.
Oh, they were so overpowered though. They had like 800 to like 1,000%. It was insanity. I mean, we went OD on that. So
I do like when you do like other things that they've added, you know, like I love buying, getting like the bears and stuff like that. I love some of those.
Oh yeah.
I forgot the other names. I haven't played it in a minute, so I can't remember them, but, you know, the shit that jumps and climbs up the rock cliffs.
Oh, the Thylacoleo. Yep.
Yeah. Some of them just
sorry, I know every single. It's horrible. Yeah. That's how much I've played.
And if you don't, you're like, let me pull my Dino Dex and shit.
You know, Dodo Dex is still around, surprisingly.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Yep. I called it a Dino Dex. Jesus Christ.
That's okay. But yeah, so I've got you set up for the 24th at 8 a.m. That way it's before you start work. They should at least be able to swap out the router if it comes to being the router, because they'll run their speed test as well and try and figure out what's going on there. So maybe there's something more that they see that I don't have access to, because the techs know everything, literally. Like, they're the game masters in this sense. So
I gotta ask one question before we go.
Absolutely.
Do you see my router name?
I do.
Okay, cool. Good. The joke's cool then. All right.
Absolutely. So, I mean, what I saw was you named it Anime for Life. Love it. That was the first thing I took a look at. I was like, oh, sweet, an anime person. It's probably a nerd just like me. But hey, at least I got you laughing and things are working out well. So at least, well, as well as they can be. We'll get you fully connected back on Monday for sure. Doubt about that. If it ends up being the router, we'll have the spare. We'll swap that out for you. We'll help reset it up and go from there.
All right.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime, Bevan. Thank you so much for having a great rest of your day, and thank you for calling Archtop.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.